Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's Friday, February 24th, 2023. I am your embattled host, Alex Jones, thanking you all, however you're tuning in, for joining us and reminding you the real power of we the people is your word of mouth and your human intelligence when you take action and spread the word at conspiracyfact.info and InfoWars.com and man.video. It truly changes the world. All right. Thank you so much for joining us on this Friday edition. Big broadcast with some huge guests coming up later today. I'll be telling you about. But what is today? Today is a very important day, obviously. Today is the one-year anniversary of the launching of Vladimir Putin's so-called police action or special military operation into Ukraine, and the kickoff of what has now become the beginning of World War III and all of the things that that entails. We'll be spending some time on that today, obviously. But in the first hour, I want to talk about the other wars that are going on, the wars, the culture wars, who's running it, what's behind it. Because at ground level, the culture wars are very real. If you're a very unlucky, very rare, by the way, black person that is actually killed by the KKK and drug behind a truck until your head comes off, like happened in a real Texas case 15 years ago or so, then that's a real race war for you. And if you're a white person, statistically, 20-plus times more likely to be attacked by a black person than for a black person to be attacked by a white person, according to the FBI's own statistics, that's a very real war at the ground level. But still, the number of white people killed by black people is tiny compared to all of us dying from these poison shots that have taken them and getting sick and the chemicals and the biologicals and the radiologicals being introduced into our environments and the 5G and just all the GMO crops and the glyphosates and the dioxins. That's the real problem. And look, it's real red meat. I can show you 20 videos today that are new of racist, out-of-control, crazy black people beating up, pushing white people onto railroad tracks, killing white people. I can also show you 30 videos that are new today of black people killing black people. Those don't seem to be as hot on the internet. And the bottom line is there is a minority of black people, a minority of that minority in this country, that are viciously racist and that are attacking white people. And the way the media covers it up and all the rest of it is terrible, and it's the media helping drive it. But I want to put in context this today, that the people attacking us all are the real issues. And I'm not an apologist for black-on-white crime. In fact, the contrary, we talk a lot about it. But it's almost like covering the Ohio train derailment, saying it's the biggest news story. It is important. The government not caring is important. But compared to World War III or the poison shots, doesn't even show up on the Richter scale. Doesn't mean I don't care about Ohio. And it's the same thing. So the numbers of white people being killed by blacks every year is over 10,000 or so. That sounds like a big number, but out of 350 million people, it's a problem. But it is tiny compared to, again, how the whole New World Order agenda is attacking everybody. But the globalists pushing the race war and how that fits into their larger control system is one of the top issues, because the division it creates and the way it allows them to control people and divide society and divide and conquer, that's the big one. And what made me really want to talk about this, I was already talking about the last few days, is Scott Adams. I think he's a smart guy. I like Scott Adams, but he came out with something that he knows is a massive troll and that would get a lot of attention. And part of what he says, I think, is accurate. But we'll talk about it when we come back. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars has proven itself the last 28 years to be over the globalist target and having the biggest effect out there against those tyrants. And we fund our operation with viewers and listeners' support while selling you great products at the same time. So I want to thank all the viewers and listeners who have supported us over the years by spreading the word, praying for the broadcast, and buying product. But I really want to encourage those of you that have been on the fence, that have never actually gone to InfoWarsStore.com, to go there and get the great books and films and supplements and survival gear that's there that won't just empower you and enrich your life, but again, will keep this broadcast transmitting. So whether it's Real Red Pill Plus or our super high-quality CBD oil for the 50% off or our great Fizzy Magnesium product, or whether it's Down and Out, our great Sleep Aid that's back in stock, it's all there. Our turmeric, 95% cumanoid, strongest out there, turmeric 95, it's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and it keeps us on the air. So make the decision to enrich your life and keep us on air, InfoWarsStore.com. All the hip young things trying to make the scene. It's Friday, February 24th, 2023. I'm your host, Dallas Jones. Very honored you've chosen to join us today with your very important, precious time. Well, here we are on the one-year anniversary, 12 months ago today, the Russians launched their invasion of Ukraine, and it was a massive invasion, and Putin walked right into a bear trap of the CIA and NATO with high-tech missiles and weapons and satellite-directed weapons, and absolutely slaughtered the Russians. It's probably over 100,000. That's a low estimate. But the Russians have doggedly continued on and killed, the reports are, 200,000 Ukrainians, which is terrible. And the whole thing is a disaster and is another example of humanity being played off against each other. We'll be talking more about that here on the broadcast today. But I want to talk about the other wars going on. The electromagnetic 5G, the radiation, the toxicity, the bisphenol, the dioxins, the gender-bending chemicals, the cancer exploding, millions dead from the poison shots, tens of millions sick, global government, mass censorship, control. And if you look at Europe or you look at the United States, the globalists admit they don't want a wealthy, large middle class and for people in Africa, in Latin America, in Asia, in the Middle East to aspire to owning a home with a two-car garage and two cars and going on vacation three times a year and having access to medical care. They don't want the gluttonous, wasteful Western American idea of progress. They admit that. They're at war against it. The tiny elite want you poor. And so how did 10,000, on average, British soldiers in the subcontinent of India in the last few hundred years control hundreds of millions of people? Millions today, but they haven't controlled things since Mahatma Gandhi. They did it by divide and conquer and using sociology and anthropology to study the local tribal rifts and groups. And even though genetically the Indians are a very genetically similar group, 10,000 British soldiers on average conquered and held for hundreds of years and exploited that subcontinent. So it's the same thing. Now, villagers had real issues with each other. You know, somebody's grandpa killed somebody's daddy, somebody's mama married somebody in the wrong tribe, and the British would go in for a few years, study the situation, bring in some money, buy off key leaders, form alliances, and take full control. And that's what this is from the 35,000-foot view, shipping in 30 million Muslims into Europe the last 15 years, shipping in 60, 70 million illegal aliens into the United States the last 30 years, and then hyping them up towards anti-American, anti-white inclinations. All of that is real, but it's a mechanism of the control. Now, I'm not some bleeding-heart liberal that wants to kiss black people's ass and try to curry favor and tell them how much I like them and all the rest of that. I see people as people and what they stand for and who they are in their lives. I don't listen to Jimi Hendrix because he was black I listen to him because he's probably the greatest guitarist and songwriter ever. Or one of the greats. I don't listen to Ludwig von Beethoven because he was German. And I'm about half German. I listen to him because he's an incredible musician and composer. And it's the same thing. I don't go to a Chinese food restaurant to virtue signal the Chinese people. I go there if it's real Chinese food and delicious. I go eat soul food when I got time in East Austin, even though it's dangerous, because they got the best collard greens and chicken fried steaks and sweet potatoes. I'm not there to virtue signal the black people. I'm there to eat that food. So bottom line, folks, I know black people real well. I grew up in Dallas, Texas. It's half black. Most of black people were fun and cool and nice and loved me. But I've been racially attacked. Let's not exaggerate. 50 times because I was white. Do I blame the rest of the black people for that? No. But also because I went to the wrong bonfire in the wrong redneck area. I've been in about 25 fights attacked by rednecks. Looked just like me, wearing cowboy hats and cowboy boots. But I was there, didn't know the girl I brought, had broke up with somebody 6 months before. All of a sudden, I got somebody hit me in the head with a pair of post-hole diggers. Does that mean anytime I see people wearing cowboy hats and cowboy boots, I get all scared and think they're about to attack me? No. But yes, ladies and gentlemen, I didn't even realize it growing up. My parents weren't liberal or politically correct. They just said, you can just go be tough. But I guarantee you, there aren't any black people listening to this show that have been attacked by white people physically 50 times. I bet you all the money on earth, is there any black person that's been attacked by black people 50 times? By the way, I'm a tough son of a bitch because of that. I've had concussions so bad, I couldn't see for a week. And I beat black people's brains out and put them in comas. When you're fighting for your life, that's what you do. I had 5 Mexicans break my leg when I was 16. Do I hate Mexicans? No. That's a whole other story. But the point is, ladies and gentlemen, the people manipulating this from the top know exactly what they're doing. So when a horde of Muslims come out of their no-go zones in Belgium or in Paris, France, or in London, England, and beat and stab and kill and rape, in some towns, thousands of white girls per town, the police turn a blind eye because you're not allowed to say Muslims do something wrong. They call them Asian grooming gangs. So we've all got beefs. And I don't want to hear black people whine and bitch at me for something white people did hundreds of years ago. And I don't want to hear about your reparations for something I didn't do. If my daddy was a murderer, I don't go to jail for it. If my grandma robs a bank, I don't go to jail for it. If my great, 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 great granddaddy, and hell, I don't know if they did, had slaves, that's not my fault. Any more so than if somebody 3 doors down from you murders their wife with a butcher knife, do you go to jail? The answer is hell no. And what brings me to this point to understand this war of psychological control is you got to recognize that the left and Hollywood and the whole culture says white people are evil and they're bad and they deserve to die. And so there's a minority of young black males that are out with the knockout game and pushing people on railroad tracks and pushing people on subway tracks and stabbing and shooting people. Yeah, that's going on, ladies and gentlemen. And robbing and killing and stealing, just like it was white people doing it in the roaring 1920s and the gangsters, because it was cool and because the police lost control. So is there a dangerous gangster culture in America, predominantly in the black community? Hell yeah. Has the left made it open season to attack white people? Hell yeah. Is the control corporate media all over the news saying white people are bad and they're inherently evil? Is there a Rasmussen poll out where almost a majority of black people that they talk to fundamentally believe because someone's skin is white, they are a bad person. So how does the media call people that don't support tyranny or wars Nazis when George Soros literally worked for the Nazis and runs the whole current system? And then how do they create racial division in this country as the left and then turn around and call us all racist when they're obviously the race pimps controlling it? That's what I'm getting at. So when we come back, Scott Adams puts out a video that's gone mega viral. I want to try to get him on the show. He's been on before. And says, you better get away from black people, and you better run from them. Is that really the answer? Because you can run all day long from your problems, but until you engage those problems, it's not going to get better, it's going to get worse. We're going to play this clip, we're going to come back, we're going to talk about it on the other side. No, black people are not the problem. Evil is the problem.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Friday edition of the Alex Jones Show. Big guest coming up second and third hour today. All right. So, Gilbert creator Scott Adams warns white people, get the hell away from blacks. His polls show they're not okay with being white. And, you know, we've sold T-shirts that say it's okay to be white. But the shirt I really like was, it's great to be black, it's great to be brown, it's great to be yellow, it's great to be white, it's great to be human. The whole way the globalists win is dividing us, but it is true that I wouldn't want to live in a high-crime area, regardless if it was a mixed high-crime area or mainly a black high-crime area, because there's a high level of criminals there who are also mainly the most dangerous person to a black person, other than an abortionist doctor, is black people. You think the average black guy that works as a waiter or as a bus driver or as an auto mechanic with three kids, think he hates white people and wants to kill white people? And no, he works with a couple of white guys down at the auto repair shop. And then if a black guy goes and gets a couple degrees and goes and moves into a nicer house, well, people call him a sellout. This is all the garbage that goes on, ladies and gentlemen. And we all know about it, and we all understand it. We need to see where it's coming from. Well, I said we all know. A lot of us don't know. And so I don't blame people for getting away from high crime areas, no matter what color you are. But defunding the police, all of this is designed to create this crime wave. You have the new Black Panther Party saying, I've had one of the guys on that says this openly in Houston, don't go out and mug black people, go mug white people. And that's a message, and that's happening. And a lot of black folks get killed trying to rob white people. They need to stop. And I'm decrying that. But Scott Adams is saying the quiet part out loud that some of you are saying, that were white liberals, that were going along with, oh, let's be really nice, let's lift everybody up, and then all they see is it blowing up in their face, so they say, oh, let's just not be around black people. You say, well, that's super racist. Well, the colleges all over the place, the left is segregating black people, telling them to segregate, saying, oh, whites can't come to college this weekend. It's only for minorities. The left is creating this chip on the shoulder scenario. You see all the examples everywhere. Hundreds of movies a year about slavery and white slave owners and Django and on and on and on. And weak-minded people watch that, and they listen to Black Lives Matter with its George Soros ideology, and they go out and they hate white people. I was talking to Norm Pattis last night, who's a liberal. He's been there for months with the Proud Boys trial in D.C. His co-counsel, for no reason, is an old white guy. Black guy comes up and says, I hate you white people drinking Diet Coke, and knocks his front teeth out. Norm Pattis has gone in a store because he's a jogger and his shoe sole came off. He went in the store, Macy's, to buy some shoes. And the black people said, we're not going to serve you. You're a white person. He's coming on the show Sunday to talk about it. He says he wants to get the hell out of there. Not because he dislikes black people, because they don't want him there. And this is what the culture has created. And let's just be honest about it. But the answer is exposing the ideology. The answer is getting in the face of the ideology. Because let me tell you what happens when I go in a black area. See, the black people don't know who the average white guy is in their neighborhood. And most of them are nice, but there's a good portion that are extremely racist and will say things to you. Go try it for yourself. Tell's your crackerhead doing there, it's going to beat your ass. You'll get the hell out of here. You talk back, you're going to get knocked upside the head. Doesn't happen with Alex Jones. I go in a black neighborhood. You've seen it on TV when I'm out in crowds all over the place, New York. A bunch of black people know who I am. They love me. They run, oh, we love Alex Jones. And the other black people go, well, he must be cool. See, because, oh, well, the black people like him. He must be nice. Well, then they don't dislike me because somebody did something racist to them or somebody discriminated against them, or the media opened that wound up over and over again. So, see, I get to have that experience that people that aren't well-known or aren't famous don't know. You hear how many black callers we have on the show? They know all about the New World Order. They know about being screwed over. They've been screwed over. And now the same system says it wants to help them, and it's screwing them over even more by manipulating some of the weak-minded people in their race to go out and act like a bunch of black versions of the KKK. KKK thought it was under attack. KKK thought it was in the right. KKK didn't like seeing black people have cars and jobs and restaurants and businesses they own, so they go burn them down. And that's what the racist black people that are racist think, because the media told them so. And they're taking what Martin Luther King rightfully stood for and flushing it down the toilet. So I get what Scott Adams is saying. But I think there's a bigger picture here. But you can't call him a racist when the left's saying whites are inherently bad and it's not okay to be white, and almost 50% of blacks in this Rasmussen poll, you know, they polled liberals, said that. This is a system turning the knife, dividing us, controlling us, so we're distracted while they screw us over. Here it is.
Rasmussen asked, you know, white and black voters and probably others, do you disagree or agree with the statement it's okay to be white? 26% of blacks said no. It's not okay to be white. 21% weren't sure. Add them together, that is 47% of black respondents were not willing to say it's okay to be white. So if you know, nearly half of all blacks are not okay with white people, according to this poll, not according to me, according to this poll, that's a hate group. That's a hate group. And I don't want to have anything to do with them. And I would say, you know, based on the current way things are going, the best advice I would give to white people is to get the hell away from black people. Just get the fuck away. Wherever you have to go, just get away. Because there's no fixing this. This can't be fixed. Right? This can't be fixed. You just have to escape. So that's what I did. I went to a neighborhood where, you know, I have a very low black population. Because unfortunately, there's a high correlation between the density. And this is according to Don Lemon, by the way. So here I'm just quoting Don Lemon. When he notes that when he lived in a mostly black neighborhood, there were a bunch of problems that he didn't see in white neighborhoods. So even Don Lemon sees a big difference in your own quality of living based on where you live and who's there. So I think it makes no sense whatsoever as a white citizen of America to try to help black citizens anymore. It doesn't make sense. It's no longer a rational impulse. And so I'm gonna back off from being helpful to black America because it doesn't seem like it pays off. Like I've been doing it all my life, and the only outcome is I get called a racist.
And that's what the left wants, is it's all divided in different groups. It doesn't mean when the left says, we represent black people and here's their demands. No, that's the left controlling groups and claiming that they represent them. So I get not wanting to live in a high crime area, regardless of who lives there. But to say, oh, I'm not going to help blacks, well, what does that even mean? What does that mean? Like, you're going to judge other black people completely off of what other black people do? I mean, I get it. Young black males, a large minority of them, but it's a chunk, are absolutely out of control. But I've got some good news. Our high-quality supplements really work, and we have about an 80% reorder rate with customers. That's the good news. They're amazing. The bad news is around 1% or a little less of our actual viewers and listeners ever go to InfoWarsStore.com and ever actually buy the products. So you're missing out on these products, plus it funds the InfoWar. Think of what we've done with just 1% of our massive audience actually buying products. Think what would happen if those of you on the fence actually went to InfoWarsStore.com and got some of these amazing products. I would recommend Turmeric 95 for your joints, your bones, inflammation, to get one of the biggest effects so you reorder and see how great it is. Also, we've got the super high-quality full-spectrum CBD oil that's so good for your neurological systems, your brain, your joints, your bones as well. Or Real Red Pill Plus. Just go try the product, fund the InfoWar, and help us defeat the new order together. InfoWarsStore.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas. Transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen. Coming up, several special big guests today. Owen Schroyer in studio as well, co-hosting. I'm your host, Alex Jones. All right, so Scott Adams, if he wants to not live around black people, that's his right. And if people want to live away from crime, period, wherever it's coming from, I totally get it. But to say, I'm done with black people, they hate me, so I don't like them. Well, it's only 20-some percent that said they definitely don't like white people. 20-some percent said they weren't sure because they're like, well, I'm politically correct. I'm supposed to dislike whites, right? So we're going to take 50% or more and then say, well, they're all bad. That's how the globalists play us off against each other. That's like, yay, Here's his props when he was in here in December last year with the Netanyahu. And just because he's had some bad experiences with Jews in Hollywood, God, all of Hollywood's horrible, he just says all Jews are bad or he doesn't trust them. And it's been the left promoting this idea that white people are inherently bad. So if Jews are white, well, how can the left say white people are bad, inherently evil because of their skin color, but then Jews are okay? I'm not defending what Ye said here. I disagree with him when he was here. But I couldn't get that upset when, if you tune into CNN, their anti-white bias, mainly white people teaching blacks how to believe that, brainwashing them, it's the same thing. It's absolutely the same garbage over and over and over again. And then you've got people like John Stewart, whose brother used to run the New York Stock Exchange, big insider, saying Alex Jones is a wolf in wolf's clothing, but that Fox News is the real enemy and needs to be taken off the air. And then he goes on to talk about how the right wing is exploiting our freedoms and creating divisions and rifts. I don't have time to play the whole podcast. I watched most of it last night. It's like 45 minutes long. And it's the left openly opening wounds and rubbing salt in them and exploiting. We all know that. Anybody can see that. They're doing 95% of it. Only thing Republicans are really bad on is warmongering. But you look at the left, man, pedophilia, just open borders, everything bad, creating total division, brainwashing little white kids that are inherently bad because of their skin color. I mean, wow. Those kids are going to be screwed up for life. And this is going on to purge our military, to purge everything, to divide and conquer. And I'm the most evil guy in the world because I questioned Sandy Hook, and then they hired a PR firm after Trump got elected and hyped it up. I was doing things to him I didn't ever do, and then had judges find me guilty and told juries I was guilty and I would be found guilty. And then, oh, you owe billions of dollars. You know, we don't have millions of dollars. This is how the system operates with its branding and its deception. So they're branding whites as all evil and racist that need to be attacked. And then blacks start attacking whites, and then the left sits back to referee it all like a warden in a prison, where they control people through the different racial groups. That's all this is prison management systems of racial gangs or the gangs of New York being projected over the whole world. And it's being done everywhere. They use Muslims in Europe to do it. And it's very real. The Muslims are coming to rape and kill you, and they do it all the time, and it's defended and protected. But who's behind it? The John Stewarts of the world. John Stewart's a nasty person. He knows exactly what he's doing. He picks a few charities that look good and care about 9/11 in the dust. Why about the bombs in the buildings, John? You know damn well about it. So he can be up there on this big moral high ground. So everything he says about me is him. Here it is.
A piece of what might concern us about the sort of ingrained nature of these media models is that do we get to a place in which the outcome of defamation laws can't serve that remedial purpose that we described? So one place in which I've been following this closely in the last 6 months or so is Alex Jones, who has also been involved in a prominent defamation suit involving Sandy Hook parents, suggesting that they were sort of paid actors who pretended that their children had been the victims of mass murder. And the, we have defamation damages running in the millions. And there is still very strong suggestion that this moved the needle not at all in terms of the beliefs of the listening audience.
But that should never be the standard. The standard can never be what we put out there will move the needle. And I'll go you one further. Alex Jones is a far less pernicious influence on this country than Fox News. By far. People know what that cat is. They know if it looks like a duck, sounds like a duck, walks like they know what that is. Now, that doesn't mean he doesn't have influence, and that doesn't mean that he didn't defame those parents, because he did, and he caused them grave damage. But as a cultural pathogen, Fox News is far more powerful far more devious, far more pernicious, and has created far more damage than Alex Jones ever will. And at least Alex Jones gives you supplements to help offset the damage. I mean, that's the that's the beautiful part about what he does. Now, if Fox would give you supplements, perhaps that would be. But do you understand what I'm saying? They are there is no way Alex Jones is a wolf in wolf's clothing. Fox News is the opposite.
Hey, John Stewart, two judges found me guilty because they didn't have any evidence of what they were claiming, that I sent people to pee on their graves. I mean, come on. Where's the clip? Where did I do that? Didn't ever do it. It was a big debate on the internet about whether it happened or not. I joined in on it, gave my opinion. And I was the test subject, patient zero, for this. And notice John Stewart just talked about the pathogen, the disease of Alex Jones. The virus, the what did Hitler call Jews? He called them viruses, called them infections. Who's talking Hitler talk, Mr. Stewart? You know damn well what you're doing, mister, and shame on you. Let's play another clip. Here's John Stewart talking about the right exploiting rifts. Here it is.
Not acting as a reasonable journalistic outlet isn't a high enough. It doesn't reach the standard. You can engage in sloppy journalism and not meet the actual malice standard. Rather, you have to get to a place where there's this clear and convincing evidence that you had knowing falsity.
Do you think that this is a case of an organization, a propaganda arm of a political movement, knowingly exploiting? You know, in some ways, it's they hate our freedoms. And so they're going to exploit the cracks in a system that believes in the First Amendment. They're going to exploit that and leverage that to gain their own political power. Aren't they gaming a system?
Okay, that's enough. I don't have time to play the whole clip. It's on Infowars.com. But here's an article on Infowars.com with video clips. There's a whole bunch of them. The UN saying they're already running censorship, and now they're going to control Twitter and maybe indict Elon Musk for free speech. UN says that censoring disinformation and hate speech will protect free speech. You just heard Stewart say that. He's going to decide what you can say. He's going to decide what you can do. Because God forbid you actually come listen to this show and hear what I really have to say. No. I've got to be silenced so they can then put in my mouth whatever words they want. And you'll never know that I didn't really say them. They're the bad guys. They're the establishment. They're the elite. They're playing us like a fiddle. And it's time to realize the New World Order is starting World War III. The New World Order is trying to take over your body. The globalists are trying to take over your children. They are. They're the problem. They're the enemy. Hollywood, the media, the globalists, they're the enemy. And they know they're our enemy. They hate you and your family. I want to control your body.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. Folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I'll be back Sunday, live, 4 to 6 p.m. Don't ever forget that. All right. I want to read to you a headline because I had Michael Yon in studios, a really famous military man and reporter, and I was telling him in studio, hey, 2 years ago they went next level banning me, and Facebook said 12 people are allowed to be physically attacked. 12 people, you're allowed to call for violence against them, which is racketeering and totally illegal on every front. And he just couldn't believe it. And I get why he couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe when the official terms of Facebook 2.5 years ago said Louis Farrakhan, Alex Jones, Paul Joseph Watson, Laura Loomer, Milo Yiannopoulos, and a few others, you're allowed to call for violence against them. It said you're not allowed to say anything positive about them. That was already in the previous rules from 4 years ago. But when we call someone a dangerous individual, you're allowed to call for violence against them. So I thought I'd actually show you the document. Because these are the types of things that happen. Like, I was in the bankruptcy hearing yesterday with the Justice Department. They wanted to interview me. It went about 3 hours. And when they said, we want to know about your cat, what's the value of your cat, we might want your cat, that didn't seem real. And we're trying, it was an audio meeting. I'm going to try to get that audio because you made the point it's a public record while they were putting out all my private information. So last night I shot a video. I don't have a Twitter account. My wife does. You know, responding to this, it's gone viral. It's all over the news. And they're misrepresenting, oh, Jones transferred millions to his family last year. Just totally made up. Just completely made up. Just total lie. Doesn't matter. They just say it. Jones got all this money. My wife, in her prenup, after being married 5 years, it says in the prenup that she gets half the house. Well, her lawyer noticed that we'd already been married almost 7 years, a year ago, 6 years, and said, oh, we need to file that you're co-owner of the house. And they filed that. That's the transfer. It's my homestead. We're not hiding assets. But that's how they make stuff up. That's how they make it. Ooh, look, Jones says they want his cat, but really, he's hiding money. It's all games to manipulate you. This is bigger than me. I'm not up here talking about myself right now. I'm talking about all of us. Look at these headlines. Facebook posts, then deletes rules allowing calls to violence against dangerous individuals. There were a lot of articles written about it in 2019. And there's screenshots of it here. LifeSite News, others picked it up. And it says you're allowed to call for violence against them. Go read it for yourself. Paul Watson wrote about it at Summit News, Summit.News. Facebook deletes policy allowing violent threats against dangerous individuals. They actually floated organizing violent people to come after us. You know, they don't just silence you. Then they try to organize people to come after you. Well, that sounds pretty communist or pretty Nazi. What it sounds like is flaming totalitarianism, but that's what they do. So let's talk about the cat. You know, the media all says, oh, we called Jones, didn't get a comment. Really, I shot this at like 8 o'clock last night. I didn't see your calls, didn't hear them. We can't confirm this really happened. No, you know Jones, he makes stuff up. The memes are everywhere, come and take it. It's a gift to my 5-year-old daughter when she was 3. She wanted a cat. I'm not a big cat person. So I Googled smartest cats. I didn't want a fancy cat. I wanted to know smartest cats or cat most like a dog. And that was a ragdoll. And folks, anybody that knows anything's got a ragdoll. My God, I'll have ragdolls the rest of my life. This cat is like a rocket scientist. The cat, without ever being trained, pees in the toilet. Oh, yeah. The cat fetches balls. And, yeah, we paid $2,000 for the cat. It is a fancy cat. Boy, worth every penny. I've always been a mutt guy. Had cats growing up that were like, you know, tabbies and cat, you know, there'd be some cat kittens running around under the house and you'd take some to the pound and keep one of them. That was the cats my mom had growing up. Not in the same league. But I'm in this meeting, and they say, well, tell us about the cat, how fancy it is, how much it's worth, you know, blah, blah. Who owns the cat? Well, the cat's a gift, my daughter. But the point is, it's just a mess with me. I had several lawyers on the meeting, and they're combined 50 years of practice. They never heard anything like this. It's not like it's a racehorse or something. It's a member of the family. Named Mushu. My daughter named it. My nickname for the cat is Worm because it'll just roll around on its back for hours. It looks pretty worm-like there in my arms. And the cat loves me. I'm the favorite. There's no doubt. Cat jumps in my lap all the time and makes biscuits, you know. But he jumped out of my hands last night because I was talking so loud. He didn't like that. But usually I can't keep the cat out of my lap. But the point is that that's how these people operate. And I'm not saying the Sandy Hook families want my cat. It was just the U.S. Attorney General's office, Justice Department lawyer laughing. There were people who were giggling in the background. And then they just spin the whole thing, ladies and gentlemen. So that's where we are as a culture, is a weaponized Justice Department. And the Justice Department is so scared right now. Chuckie Schumer's freaking out. Schiff's freaking out. They're like, oh, my God, don't look at the footage from the Capitol. They say it's a national security threat. And it does turn out that the Justice Department has erased thousands of hours. So Tucker Carlson is not being given full access. I talked to lawyers involved in the case last night. So that's a big problem. We're not getting the full footage. And I think it should just be given out human source like WikiLeaks. It's the only way. 41,000. Remember, it was 44,000. 43,000. Now it's 41,000. Thousands of hours have been taken. Schumer calls McCarthy giving January 6 tapes to Tucker Carlson one of the worst security risk since 9/11. Really? Yeah, the security risk is. Only 19% of Americans have confidence in Biden's handling of the war or support the war. I tell you, it's about 80%. On average, is another poll. 80% against, that's 81%. Ahead of possible Chinese invasion, the U.S. prepares to increase troops in Taiwan. That's a threat to all of us. This is all completely out of control, but it's okay. Meanwhile, Joy Behard, I don't have time to play the clip. I don't want to hear her voice. Hell, I've had the bad fate to actually be on The View in close proximity to these harpies, but The View turns pure evil with disgusting attack on residents of East Palestine, saying they deserve it because Pennsylvania voted for Trump. What the hell does that mean? Wow. The cold-blooded nastiness of all these harpies with the children in that area and surrounding areas with deadly dioxin that'll give you really bad cancer really quickly, raining down on them. And these pro-World War III, pro-censorship harpies think it's their fault. Town Hall started the investigation, and now it turns out it is a giant pedophile ring. It's all coming out. Investigation have might just uncovered the origins of the LGBTQ pedophile ring. Getting adopted children from Christian parents, where it was taken by CPS, to be rape-ganged. Well, that's the official CIA program. Billionaire Thomas Lee, friend of the Clintons, found dead from apparent suicide, Arkansas. And it goes on from there. We're going to start the next hour. We're going to cover a ton of news and information. That's a big guest that we'll be telling you about coming up. Please remember, I can't battle the deep state and the New World Order without your help. They want to silence me. They want to silence you. So share the article, share the videos at band.video and infowars.com. Use the URL conspiracyfact.info to share just a live feed that gets around the censors. They'll probably ban that link soon. We'll have a new URL, conspiracyfact.info. And get great products at infowarsstore.com that really will enrich your life no matter what color you are. You should get the ultimate bone broth. You really should get our high-quality CBD oil. You really should get our turmeric 95. It's the same as Body's 95% cumanoid, super high quality. You really should get the prebiotic fiber that's been sold out for over a year that's finally back in stock, the ultimate bone broth. It's all there, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. The last copies of The Great Reset and War of the World that are signed copies are available. You'll always, I guess because there's nuclear war, you won't be able to, but get an unsigned copy. You have both signed and unsigned copies. The signed copies are a fundraiser. I want to thank those of you that have gotten them. I want to encourage those of you that want to get a historical memento, a piece of history. It was the number one bestseller for months, to get a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And T-shirts will soon be back in the store, and a lot of other exciting news as well. All right, ladies and gentlemen, hour number 2, 3, and 4 are coming up. I probably should have told you about the big guest, because they are big, big, big. Yep.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars has proven itself the last 28 years to be over the globalist target and having the biggest effect out there against those tyrants. And we fund our operation with viewers and listeners' support.